Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This morning's piece is from the WDRT archives. It was a reflection on the meaning of family and the importance of gingerbread. I hope you like it.
The end of the year and the attendant holidays have meant making gingerbread houses forever. Well, not quite forever, but for about 40 years now. 40 years with the same core of dear souls, our hosts in Detroit and now in Wisconsin, the same dear hearts who make stoopball for the world, who have fed and bedded so many of us all these years. The great spirits who were chosen as family by those of us who found greater love, kinder terms, and fewer tensions in their homes during the holidays. That's a big deal. Particularly for folks like myself who took a long break from going to our birth homesteads for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and whenever. There were reasons we left home in the first place, and they were largely the reasons that we hardly returned at all for so many years. Home is where you find it, home is where you make it, and where love is unconditional. My parents, my nephew's grandparents, did not attend his wedding because it was a civil ceremony as opposed to a Catholic Church ceremony. Theirs was, it seemed to me, a colossal act of disrespect and ignorance. My brain still reels at that cruel act all those years ago, perpetrated against their daughter's son simply because he did not marry to their liking. That's all it was. It's all it is. A decision paraded as moral correctness when the truth was that Lou merely dared to differ from their orthodoxy. They were not alone, of course. There are still millions and billions of folks in the world who think they have the path, the only path, to heaven, and that people, especially family who diverge from it, are to be shunned. Imagine that. What hubris is involved in the decision to disown one's own family because the fear of losing a cartoonish pipe dream, heaven, is so strong. My parents really thought their own souls were in danger of eternal damnation if they showed up at a secular marriage ceremony. Oh well, it's stuff like that. Hundreds of little and not so little incidents like that that led me out the front door and across the country at the ripe old age of 19. I probably couldn't have told you then, but I left because their love had strings. Strings held by their hide-bound traditions, yoked to the church. So I left. And 10 years later, thanks to Mary, I found my new family, my brothers and sisters, her true friends, who fell on me with smiles and songs and hugs and stories, wonderfully long and delightfully exhausting stays in a gracious old section of Detroit. Do yourself a favor and go see the Boston Edison District in that city while you still can. And that's where this gingerbread business got started. Every year, at either Thanksgiving or Christmas time, 5 or 35 of us gathered to make fantastic creations. Planes, trains, and automobiles by the score brought us to 605 Edison, where we made our pretend world out of all things edible. Yep, that's the only rule. Everything, and I mean everything, we use in the gingerbread houses has to be edible. No sticks, no stones, no plastic, and no paper. Everything we use was originally intended to be eaten. I like to imagine the founders of Hershey's chocolate or Ronzoni macaroni or Pillsbury flour being transported to the gingerbread dining room, our workshop, all these years later, to see their stock in trade being put to such fantastic use. I like to think they'd smile. I like to think they would put on an apron and roll up their sleeves and sit down with us. We brought one of those buildings back this year. You can see it if you want, at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. It's an edifice of gumdrops and pretzels and licorice and icing, all applied with creative compulsion to solid walls of gingerbread. If you do pay a visit, take a small child with you. Their wide-eyed delight at the indescribably delicious concoction will be your reward, The reward for us, for Mary and me, was spending that precious time with our chosen family in a cozy setting filled with love and gingerbreads.